I'm very delighted to introduce you to my guest today, a relatively new member of Kauai. He and his wife, Karen, have been living here for a year, their one-year anniversary. And right now I want to introduce you to David Sanctius. Aloha, David.
Hi. Aloha.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, mahalo. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, just for a quick little introduction, so I got the good fortune of meeting David and Corinne because they are neighbors of old friends of mine, which many of you listening may know Phil and Karen Wooden.
Yeah.
And so Karen introduced me to David and said, yeah, you might be interested in interviewing him. And I looked him up and I said, you bet I am. And when I Googled your name, the first thing that came up was that excellent interview you did with the Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, wow.
In August. And I believe they titled it the Unknown Legend series.
Something like that, Legends of...
Legends, or something. Right, you know, it's amazing because, I mean, I know a lot of people in the music industry and, you know, like the frontliner, right, or what, you know, the main lead vocalist or something, you know, everybody kind of knows who that is. But
right.
The band who keeps it all together and creates so much of the music, you know, doesn't necessarily get a whole lot of promo.
Yeah, it depends. There's a whole crew of people who, on the technical side and on the musical side, too, that those major artists get their bands from. Are sometimes made up of a band of, like, say, studio musicians or people from other bands. But it's a whole community of people who do concert tours and recording sessions and stuff.
Right. Well, just so our listeners know, so David, well, he actually is in the Hall of Fame from his work done at a very young age, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, still a teenager when you worked with Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, I was, like, about from 15 to 19, somewhere in there, yeah.
Well, hanging out with Bruce Springsteen at the age of 15.
Well, he wasn't much older at the time himself. He was only a few years older. But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and then you formed your own band?
I did. When I was playing with Bruce, the record company, his record company, approached me with an offer to record. They'd heard some music that I'd done a couple years ago. When I was, I'd been living in Richmond, Virginia for a couple of years, being a studio musician. And I put together a demo tape. And then a couple years later, I was playing with Bruce in New York City at a club called The Bottom Line, which doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. And we had like a 5-night run. The place was sold out every night. It was really crazy. And somewhere, I think, in the last night of the run, an A&R guy from the record company came backstage and I said, you know, I'm so-and-so, and I heard this demo that you had, and are you still writing music? And I said, yeah, absolutely, I always am. And they offered me a session studio time to do a newer demo, which I did, and they liked, and I got my own contract, and that's when I left the band.
Mm-hmm. And just so for people listening, I forgot to mention, you work has mostly been in as a keyboardist and using the keyboard and synthesizing.
Keyboard and guitar, yeah, actually. So, yeah. I mean, strangely, what happened was after my first album, it's called Forest of Feelings, after that came out, that's when I started to get a lot of offers to work with other people, other musicians. Like, Forest of Feelings came out, and I think a few months after it or something, the record company called me and said, you have a telegram from Peter Gabriel. Which is, that's how long it was. A telegram. And he had heard the album, and he was leaving Genesis and was trying to put together, you know, the beginning of his things. And he wanted to know, he'd heard, liked the music a lot, and wanted to know if I'd be interested in recording with him. And we met, he flew to New York, we met where I lived in New Jersey at the time. And he showed me these kind of rough versions of what ended up being songs on his first solo album. And we got along great right away. He's a lovely guy. That project didn't happen because of my own touring schedule with Tone, my band at the time. But we stayed in touch, you know. I mean, he stayed in touch with me whenever he was in the States. He would call me up and invite me to the show. And then over the years, we just stayed like that. And then I think it was 86 when the So album came out. I got a call saying that he wanted to change the band and, you know, would I be interested in doing keyboards and a lot of touring. So And that started a whole long association, actually, with Peter.
Right. Now, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with the artist and musician, David Sanctius. He has a brand new CD. It's called Eyes Wide Open. We're going to hear all 8 tracks of that. But I do have to say before we get to that, because in the Rolling Stone interview, which I found online, I highly recommend, if you're listening, you can Google David Sanctius Rolling Stone, because not only is it a wonderful interview with David, but there's, because it's online, there's amazing videos of different concerts that you played in. And I have to tell you that 1987, Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes, and then I see Yusuf Nadur on that stage. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now, because here's Yusuf Nadur, and because this is 1987, so he's very, very young. In fact, you all are much younger, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Even I was younger then, too.
That's right. That's right.
But... it just tickled me so much to see the way that everybody worked together, and then the dancing, and even, mm-hmm. I don't know, that one guitarist was, you know, jumping up with every. I mean, it was such a lovely, lovely concert. I mean, just that one piece, I highly recommend it. And it's the In Your Eyes song, right, which is such a beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, like you say, I was very excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, look at this. Oh, my God. In Athens, Greece, which is, of course, such an amazing place anyway.
That's where we filmed in Athens, and I think that was the last concert of the tour, actually, in Athens. And that tour was really special because there's just so much... so much love in the ensemble. It was a great collection of people. I mean, everyone in Peter's band, we all got along famously and had a great time rehearsing and putting up with all you have to do to put a project like that together. Then we had the addition of Yusuf Nadur and his band, and that just like upped everything because it was just such a fantastic cultural, personal, musical experience that we just had a wonderful time. I'm so glad that that's on film and recorded, you know, really well.
It is, and it is so beautiful. I mean, it's something I can just listen to, like, watch every day because it's so uplifting. But you can see the love. I mean, it's just, it's so magic.
Yeah, there's a lot of smiles on stage.
Yeah, it's all smiling and movement and just, you know, but there's, even though it's obviously kind of synced, but it just is so natural. I mean, anyway, it's just such a cool vibe. So I don't know, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Because
I've always been a huge fan. I probably didn't pronounce his name right, but Yusuf Nadur.
Mm-hmm, you got it.
Love him. And anyway, so and that's one of the things I also love about Peter Gabriel is he won the first, you know, kind of famous artist to start really playing and working with international musicians.
Yeah, he was on the forefront of that, pretty much. One of maybe 2 or 3 people.
Him and Paul Simon.
Who did it, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, it was very exciting. So, okay, but now we're going to talk about your latest CD, because I know how artists are, and they're really more interested in what they just did than what they did decades ago, even though we're all interested in everything.
Yeah.
So, Eyes Wide Open. Now, the cover is very evocative, okay, so and so maybe to start with, Eyes Wide Open, it's a really wonderful sort of affirmation, mm-hmm. And so what made you choose this title?
Well, the title comes from, the first song on the album. I wanted the cover to reflect the kind of... dynamism and the chaos and the energy of what's going on in society today. And I wanted it to be, I think it was 4 panels on the front.
Yep.
Those are scenes of protest and conflict from around the world. Hong Kong, United States, you know, different places. But I wanted it to just reflect the state we're in and the fact that we really... to survive this, we kind of have to be at our best, and we have to at least keep our eyes open and be aware of what we're listening to, you know, what we're being told, and what we believe, and what's happening, because it's, you know, we've got a situation here where people don't believe in facts anymore, or they can wake up and consciously decide that they're not going to believe in a fact, and not only are they not going to believe in it for themselves, they're going to push and distort and spread an outright lie. I'm tired of on the news and everyone, they use these words, mistruths, inaccuracies. It's a lie. Use the L word. You know?
Right, exactly.
Use it. Don't give these people any latitude to further distort our conversation.
Exactly. And Lord knows we need some serious honest conversations globally. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play the first song, which is the title track, Eyes Wide Open. Of course, now was all this music written? I mean, was this all kind of done since you moved here, like in the past year?
Oh, or? Lord, no, no, okay. No. The music, there's 8 songs. The oldest song on the record, as the origin of a song, goes back to 1991.
Okay.
Well, that's the last song on the album. I'll get to that when we want to. But the music was finished being recorded in November of 2019, a couple of months before we moved here. I had a real deadline to finish it. But the songs go over a period of everything from current stuff, songs that were written in 2019, 2018, some songs were written maybe 5-6 years ago. But what I did when I really decided I wanted to finish the project, I went back and had a look at other things that were recorded earlier, and I decided to rearrange a couple of them. Like, it's the third song. It's called Urban Psalm. Well, that song was originally written when Rodney King was almost beaten to death, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of finished it to a certain form, and then I let it sit. I actually shopped it as part of a 5-song EP years and years ago, trying to get a record deal, which didn't happen. I got a lot of compliments and no deal. But and then it sat for a while. And my process is, especially if I'm working with another musician, like I'm hired to be on a tour for a while or something, whenever I have time off, I record at home. And I've been able to, over these last years, have a recording studio in my house to have all the stuff I need to make a record without going anywhere, you know. So I built up quite a library of that stuff over the years. And so, like I said, the most recent things are, there's a song called In the Middle of the Night. That was written in February 2019 from a personal experience of having a pretty tough night and trying to figure out what to do with myself. But, yeah, some of it's quite brand new, and some of it is, none of it is like old quotation marks, because even other songs that were written originally years ago, they've all had another look. They've been rearranged, different overdubs put on at different parts and things like that. So
the cover is 2020.
Oh, the cover,
the
is,
cover
very,
is very 2020. Very 2020. Right?
Now, the cover comes about from my friend. I have a video partner back in Woodstock, New York, where we used to live. His name is Craig McCord, and he has a company called Slow Films. And he's a genius. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos we've done yet for him. We've got.
No, I haven't, actually.
Well, we're doing. We've got 3 or 4 completed. I'll send you links to them. But I'm able to work with him. I shoot scenes here in Hawaii, and then I send him the video back to New York, and he puts it together and does this incredible job. But he is responsible for choosing the imagery on that to sort of make the point that I want. And we work very well together. We just go back and forth a little bit about our ideas and the concept, and we arrive at some really great things easily. So
fantastic. So if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with David Sanctius. His brand new release, or just released actually in 2020. I mean, it didn't come out till 2020, right?
Right.
It's entitled Eyes Wide Open. And you have a YouTube channel now too, right?
I do. It's at the real David Sanctius.
Right. So just Sanctius. So you know, just let people know, there's been a fake one that's out there. So
yes, there's several fake ones. There's several fake ones, unfortunately.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here we go with the title track from David Sanctius' latest release, Eyes Wide Open. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. Your eyes wide open. Keep your heart
Every lie they say looks like a portrait of Dorian Gray. Maybe white, maybe black, but you can kiss my alternative fact.
And I love how you have the little, I guess, what do you call that, dubs? Or what do you call that when it's the little voiceovers? Or when you put the other things in there? What's it called?
The word? Just the, in the middle of the song you're speaking
about?
Yeah,
just a couple times when you have, like, people that aren't really part of the song. But
yeah.
Yeah, what do
you
call that?
You know what that is? That actually, it's the recording audio of people in Hong Kong, democracy protesters, having a rally. And it's the sound of them actually being chased by the police and trying to, there's your gunshots in it, and if you really listen carefully, there's all kinds of things. And there's a sound of applause at the end. That was just a little bit of magic that like that happened at the end of the song. But what they're applauding is like they had sung this pro-democracy song now that is now illegal to sing in Hong Kong. Right, and that they were applauding themselves for having sort of gotten through that song, and it just fitted at the end. It sounds like they're applauding the song, but they're applauding themselves. But that was done. I was working on the song in the studio, and I tend to watch world news a lot, and I was watching something, and there was a video of one of the protests in Hong Kong before they totally shut it down. And I just couldn't believe, you know, physically seeing people's democracy physically being taken from them to the point where if you dare to have like a protest sign down the street and here comes a cop car just rolling up on you to take you away. No trial and nothing. They can put you on the mainland. You'll never be seen again, you know. And now people in Hong Kong are limited to a blank piece of white paper and they can hold that in front of themselves. And that's the only form of protest so far that the authorities won't take you away for. It's tragic. It's very terrible. So I whatever we can do to stand in support of the people of Hong Kong, the pro-democracy movement, and I don't know what we can do from this distance to be an active part of that, but it's a real problem to the point where now people are leaving Hong Kong and the British government has offered them citizenship, you know, because you just can't live. I kind of think that's what would have happened. The kind of things that are happening in Hong Kong now, like protest is now sedition. Sedition means long jail sentence. Former Attorney General, thank God, Bill Barr, wanted to do the very same thing here with protesters, you know, like that happened last summer, George Floyd. So if you protest now, you're a seditionist. And then you go, it's insane. If Trump would have won this election last time, we would be like the people of Hong Kong. We'd be in the streets. We'd be being picked off. It would have been a terrible nightmare. So just a reminder that, like, the worst can happen, you know? And the horrible thing that almost, that did happen here, but that they didn't succeed in when they stormed the Capitol and did all that. You know, we probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to each other today if it had gone another way.
Right.
Just can't imagine it.
And speaking of eyes wide open, I mean, that opened up a lot of eyes really wide, that what happened that day at the Capitol.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, this is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and my special guest joining me here today is David Sanctius, and he is a rock and roll Hall of Famer keyboardist and guitarist from his work he did with Bruce Springsteen back in your teens.
Yeah.
And his latest release is Eyes Wide Open, and that was the title track from that. And so in the middle of the night, now you said this is one of the most recent songs that you have that you wrote.
Yeah, I started writing that in February of 2019. Yeah. Well, the song is about it's about what a lot of people go through. It's about someone who's very concerned about how they're going to survive in this world, how they're going to meet their responsibilities and carry on with their life in the face of some very strong challenges. And it was one of those nights where I just sort of woke up in the middle of the night and sort of on one elbow. It's like you're in bed, but you're not out of bed. Just sort of half sitting up, and you're just trying to like think about things, trying to figure out how is this all going to work out. And, you know, the next morning I got up and went about my business. But then when I came back home in the afternoon, I turned on the keyboard, and I the song almost just poured out of me. It was like the chords and everything. I found I found this kind of hip-hop drum loop on the keyboard, and okay, it was a nice rhythm, and then I just found a kind of very basic keyboard sound, and I just started playing along with it, and I just, the lyrics were improvised, they just came. And funnily enough, I'm going to say almost two-thirds of the lyrics in the song are the original lyrics that happened when I first sat down. So I sort of got so far with it, and then I stopped and I go, oh, great, this is going to work. Now I know how to finish it, you know. And I played enough to sort of have enough music and chords for a whole song, but I didn't have all the words. So then I stopped and, like, finished out the words and figured it. And then musically, there's a great drummer named Will Calhoun, who was one of the members of Living Color Band, fantastic percussionist and drummer. And I didn't want to have just a hip-hop drum loop on it. You know, I wanted it to be more organic. Mm-hmm. So I called Will, and he came to the studio, and we had about, like, 30 seconds of conversation about it. I played it for him, and he sat down and just came up with this amazing... it's an African drum rhythm. So there's real drums and a drum loop on that song. And Will did this kind of, I call it Africa Squared, because the hip-hop drum loop is a result of African musical culture. And what he did was he put a groove from Mali, Africa, using cymbals and bass drum and hi-hat. And it's like Africa Squared. I've never heard, I don't want to be boasting about it, but I have never, ever heard that particular groove anywhere else, you know, from anybody else's thing. So I'm proud, I'm happy, I'm pleased, I'm honored to have, you know, such quality playing as a part of my music.
So even though there's no djembe, you still get the Mali sound, right?
Yes, no djembe, but that's exactly right. You still got it.
So in the middle of the night, I'm just curious. Now, when you were, you know, got there with your keyboard, do you record what you're playing, or are you actually able to remember it in your mind? I was always curious how that works.
I do a mixture of both. But okay. Now, these days, I tend to pretty much record everything. Mm-hmm. But unless I'm... some ideas coming down really, really fast, and there's no time to turn on or press record. If I'm near an instrument, yeah, I can play it. And my memory for music is still pretty good. My memory for other things these days is getting a little different, you know. But that's another issue. But I use both methods, you know, mostly record everything.
Right. So we're going to hear, this is, if you just tuned in, I have joining me here David Sanctius, and we're playing tracks from his brand new release, Eyes Wide Open. This is In the Middle of the Night. Listen for that magical bit of drumming work. Yes, In the Middle of the Night, David Sanctius. And I'm thinking, you wrote that song in February 2019, like you said, like concerned about the responsibilities that we have. And I mean, how timely is that now? Wait, 2 years later.
It's too timely. It was hard enough when, say you weren't working as much as you wanted to and everyone else was. But now that no one's working and you're not working, it takes on a whole other situation. It's, again, unfortunately, something that too many people can relate to, How are they going to, pay their rent, their food, mortgage, everything, basic stuff?
And this is global.
Yeah,
I'm getting goosebumps again. It's like, whew. There's a lot of people laying awake at night around the world. So,
yeah. Cool.
It's just interesting how, so many artists, whether musicians or writers, it's almost like these experiences are happening. It's almost like premonition in a way, I mean, it's like like staying really current but a little ahead of the curve?
I think it's because what people consider current is really, it's something that's always there. Like the issues that I speak about in those four songs, you know, I mean, there's always somebody who's like having a really tough time and can figure out they're about to get evicted or something, or they lost their job. You know, there's always somebody who's had to deal with some degree of social injustice. But it's just been moved off of the personal now to the global, and it just puts a whole different tone on it. So yeah, more people know about it because more people can relate to it, because more people are actually going through it themselves.
Right. It's a lot of people's experience right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just looked at the clock and it is 1:34. You're tuned to Kauai Community Radio. This is Tracy with my special guest, David Sanctius. His new release is Eyes Wide Open. And I do have a quick little PSA to play for you, and we'll be right back.
KKCR is a not-for-profit corporation and is dependent on the financial support of our community, both local and global, to fulfill its mission. Many listeners support KKCR with cash gifts. However, KKCR also accepts donations of appreciated property and securities, life insurance proceeds, will bequests, and other planned giving streams such as charitable gift annuities. In these uncertain times, planned gift streams can benefit KKCR without impacting your cash balances. Please call Laura Christine, KKCR's general manager, at 808-826-7774 or email her at gm@kkcr.org to ask any questions and to set up your planned gift to KKCR.
All right. Yeah. Yes. KKCR is another one of those nonprofits. Always looking for support. So anyway, if you just tuned in, I have joining me here David Sanctius. His latest release is Eyes Wide Open. And where can people actually get your music, David?
You can find it on Apple Music, on iTunes, Amazon Music.
Okay.
There's a site called The Orchard where you can order CDs. And
excellent. Sure. Right, and then you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, it's called The Real David Sanctius, because apparently there's about four or five of me up there pretending to be me.
That's just so crazy.
Yeah, so we just started the real one.
That's good. Yeah. Can't believe how often that happens, just with, and even, I mean, you know, just in all kinds of fields of professionality. People just like start opening account, like.
Well, it's the downside of the digital age. Mm-hmm. You know, once something is digitized, if you've got the right device, it's basically free to you. Basically, if you know how to, you know, do that. So that just, you know, just changes a lot of things. And there's a lot of positive things about the digital age, but there's a negative effect of digitization on artwork. You know, your intellectual property is just up for grabs. The whole rug has been pulled out, whether it's music, books, art, whatever. If it can be digitized, it can be stolen, taken for free.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to track number 3, which you mentioned a little bit earlier, Urban Psalm number 3. But maybe for people who just tuned in, a little background on this song.
Well, Urban Psalm number 3 is meant to be part of a larger work called Urban Psalms. And if I ever finish one day, it's going to be a ballet. It'll be a ballet in 4 movements with some very modern choreography. And this would be the third song. Urban Psalm number 1 or 2 does not yet exist. I don't know why I called that number 3, but I just did that. Maybe I did that to myself to force myself to, you know, finish it out. But it's in the years coming. I'll finish that one time. But the song, the themes in the Urban Psalm are all going to be about inner city life, you know, or city life, what people have to go through. So this particular psalm was about, well, the words of this psalm go, may I walk the streets alone, free from suspicion. And then the answer is, if you change your mind, maybe in my lifetime.
Mm.
So they're like that little short things like that. It's just about the wish. And this was about, you know, why did Trayvon Martin have to get shot while he's walking home with a candy bar and a soda can from some maniac? You know, it's about that. May we one day arrive at a place where I don't have to think that could happen to me. or my son, or my friend, or you, or, you know, anyone you know, may we arrive at some place as a society that that's not a problem. So it's kind of like that, just kind of a wish, a short kind of prayer. But this, again, was written originally a few years ago. It was written, original version, after Rodney King got nearly beaten to death on live television. I wrote the song, finished it. I shopped it around along with a few other songs. I was trying to get a record contract. This is many years ago at the time. I got a lot of compliments, but I got no contract. And so then work came up again, and I set it aside and I go, I'll get back to it eventually. And then, 2019, I said, I think, again, because it's all too relevant, my God, you know. So, I changed the arrangement. I really spruced it up, added some elements. I found a speech from Dr. King from 1967, I think it was, in London, where he was invited to speak, some excerpts from that speech. I put in there, and there was watching the news, a report about racial incidents on college campus. And they had these kids were chanting this thing. They had some overtly racist thing happen in the University of South Carolina somewhere. And these kids had made this chant, you know, we're out here, we're not leaving, you know. And I was able to actually, and strangely enough, the rhythm of their chant actually matched the tempo of the song. So I actually put it in. It sounds like they're in tune with what's going on musically, which they are. So that was another addition. And at the very end of the song, the original version, the drums just kept playing and the music stopped. And the drums kind of kept playing almost like a funeral dirge. You know that rhythm where if you've ever seen a military funeral where they have the slow walk with the casket?
Mm-hmm.
That was the original idea of it. But instead of letting the drums go by themselves, I put this little couple more chords at the end, and there's that phrase, that's what I pray, that's the way I pray, and then mix it all up again with the kids, college kids, and Dr. King, and that made it a completely different arrangement.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear. I did hear it earlier, but I'm looking forward to hear it now without all that vision in my mind, and I'm going to imagine some amazing contemporary ballet. I look forward to seeing that ballet. I'm a dance enthusiast,
if
too.
I just got to live long enough to get done with it.
Okay, so here we go. This is from David Sanchez's brand new Eyes Wide Open. This is track 3, and it's actually called Urban Psalm 3.
Students angry over racist incidents on the campus of U of M are demanding action from the university.
A black man claimed he was denied access to a bathroom at a Los Angeles area store, even though a white man was given the entry code.
Bigotry and hatred were addressed tonight after what happened inside one of these dorms.
The basic thing about a man is not his specificity, but his fundamental. Not the texture of his hair or the color of his skin, but his eternal dignity and worth.
May I walk the streets alone, free from suspicion. Look into my eyes. Oh, do you see me? When you look at me, is it me that you see? Not something that you saw last night on TV. Cause that's not me. Yeah. Oh, no.
We out here, we stay here.
The spot to fight and even to die if necessary. In order to be free, this reveals that we have come a long, long way.
day. Listen.
He's the locks and black complexion. Cannot forfeit nature's grace. Skin may differ, but affection will fit black and white the same.
That's the way I pray.
The mind is the standard of the man.
That's the way I pray.
Skin may differ, but affection will fit black and white the same.
That's the way I pray.
I'm going to be
measured
by my soul. The mind is the
Listen.
Standard of the man.
We've been here. We've been here. We're leaving. Whoa. Yeah, we have been here. We aren't leaving. We are here. if you just tuned in, that is from David Sanchez's new release, Eyes Wide Open, and that is Urban Psalm number 3. And so, like, who do you have backing you up on this one?
Oh, the drummer on this track is incredible. Musician, his name is Michael Bland. Excuse me. And he worked for a bunch of years with Prince. And I met him in Paris in 1996. We were working with a very famous French artist who recently deceased. Her name is France Gall, a very famous French singer. And Michael and I met. She had hired the drummer from Prince's band and the bass player from Prince's band, and myself and a couple of other studio musicians from Los Angeles.
She had good taste.
Yeah. So, and we stayed in touch, and I asked Michael to. It was one of those times. Actually, the very next year, I had a brief break of work. And I was recording. I called up Michael, and they flew out, Michael and Sonny, and recorded with me for a few days. And again, when you talk to a really good musician, it doesn't require so much conversation. I just mentioned, like, here's what the song's about. Here's the kind of way I want it to feel. I wanted it to be very kind of solemn and steady, not like some very hip drumming. But he has this amazing sense of time and this very strong, solid beat. And it just brought the exact right tone to it, you know, for me.
Well, then I'm sure, of course, because you had played together.
Yes.
I mean, you already had a rapport. You kind of knew each other's vibe or style.
Yep.
Or and abilities and
exactly.
Skills.
Yep.
And there's a trust there, right?
Yeah.
Trust.
It makes it all very easy.
Yeah. Right. So this next song is entitled If.
If, yeah.
Like, I put my glasses on, like, okay, it's if.
Right?
That's it. Well, there could be a lot behind that, right?
Well, yeah, it just poses a couple of questions. You know, how would you feel or what would you do if conditions were a little different? It's sort of in the middle of the song, these questions are posed, like, one of them is like, if you come back again into this world, like reincarnation, if you believe in that, if you come back again, if you could change the color of your skin, if the sun fell from the sky, if the tears won't leave your eyes. That's kind of a series of that. And then we're off to the races. The rest is sort of left to your own imagination, you know. So.
But they're beautiful questions.
Huh?
And it's really good to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. If, from David Sanchez, Eyes Wide Open. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio.
In the northern state of the Kauai, fire has scorched more than 76,000 acres.
Somewhere out there, shrouded in the mist, people are risking their lives in trying to get
cure progress battling those flames. By Thursday morning, the fire was 60% contained.
Dream. tens of thousands of civilians
have witnessed water levels fall and describe the dictator.
The sheer force of the water is frightful, and the bridge remains closed.
And the bridge is closed. We know that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know about closed bridges around here.
So, you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you've interspersed in that song?
Yeah, it started, again, I'm always moved by scenes of other people's lives, what other people are going through in different parts of the world. I mean, fortunately, I've had the opportunity over the last, Well, so I'm 67 now. If I got started when I was 15, whatever math that works out
52
to.
52 years.
Yeah, but over that course of time, I've gotten to see most of the world, really most of the free world, and a few places that aren't free anymore. Actually, I got to be in places like that. So it just made me, and I love to travel. You know, one of the things that I miss most about this whole COVID lockdown situation is not being able to travel. You know, whether it's like in a simple way, you want to go to the mainland and see your friends in California or whatever, or if it's like, yeah, I want to go to London and play for like a week and do all this kind of stuff. It's sad, but it's left me with a sense of really empathy for people around the world. Like, I have friends in Europe. I have friends who live in France, in London. I have a family who live in London. My sister-in-law, my nephew. I have a lot of friends in Italy. You know, like that. So it just give me the sense of that. I don't just come home and carry on with my life and, you know, don't know what's going on in the rest of the world, you know. So watching this stuff, I see scenes of people leaving where they were living peacefully, maybe successfully, but because of conditions like a war that's kind of 5 miles down the road and is headed your way, and if you don't want to be dead or caught up in it, you got to leave, like right now, like really right now. It's not like calling anybody, get your stuff, put it in a truck, and go, because they're coming. There's a lyric in there that says, it's the first verse. It goes, can you see this world so bright and shiny? See my dreams in the middle of the road behind me. It's an image that I saw one time of people, a family like that running, and the war had caught up to them, and all their possessions were in a pickup truck, but the pickup truck had just been hit by a bomb or machine gun fire, was on fire, and they're running. They're like 50 yards away from it, and they're running for their lives, you know? It's a dynamic that we don't really deal with a lot in the United States, because that's sort of, we're not that hard pressed right now.
Thank goodness.
But it's something that's going on for people on a daily basis, and it's really serious. And between the conflict that we create and the conflict that we've created in nature, where, for instance, farmers, people in Colombia say, why do you want to come to America and go through all the aggravation? Well, because I can't grow crops anymore. We've had a drought for 5-6 years now. And all the coffee that I used to sell to America is now zero. So if I can't stay here and grow, I've got to go somewhere where I can't. That's all it is. You know, people don't want to just come here and take away some, quotation marks, American way of life. That's nonsense. They want to live as human beings. Because they're all human beings, wherever they're from, whether it's Colombia, South Africa, Belarus, anywhere. That's a person. That's a person with a heart and a mind and a life and a need to live. And that's all this ever is. And to couch it as some kind of way where we have to protect America is absolute nonsense. The only saving grace of this country is that it professes to be a place where you can come and be welcome. And all you have to do is do your best, work hard, obey the laws, and you can have a good life too, you know? That's the only saving grace of this country. So every time we don't live up to that, it's a disgrace and something that needs correction. But this is a long fight that we're in, you know? And what's that phrase? The arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice. Something like that. I'm not saying it right. But that
sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah,
we wanted to keep bending towards justice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Wow, it's already 2:00, and you are tuned to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. 90.9 on the North Shore, 91.9 in most of the rest of the island, 92.7 in Anahola and Molawa'a. And this is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and my special guest joining me today is David Sanctius, and we are listening to and talking story about his latest release, Eyes Wide Open, which can be found on Amazon, Apple Music, and I guess Apple Music is iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay, right. In the meantime, though, I need to let you know that this KKCR program is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership with the Hukilau Lanai, Hot Yoga Princeville, and Doug the Bee Guy.
Got bees? Doug the Bee Guy supports KKCR, and so should you. Specializing in beehive extractions island-wide, over 16 years experience. Also offering honey, propolis, tincture, and wax. Doug the Bee Guy, the hum of the bees, is the voice of the garden. 212-4178.
Amazon Smile is a simple and automatic way for you to support your favorite charitable organization, the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR, every time you shop at no cost to you. Amazon will donate 0.5% of the price of your eligible Amazon Smile purchases to the Kekahu Foundation whenever you shop on Amazon Smile. Support the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR by starting your Amazon online shopping at smile.amazon.com.
Yeah, you can support Kauai Community Radio every time you shop on Amazon. Hey, I just saw Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO. He wants to spend his time doing his other projects. But anyway, we are going to come back. This is Tracy with my special guest, David Sanctius, his new release, Eyes Wide Open. We are having fun talking story and playing the music. We're going to talk about the next song. One of the other things I read in your Rolling Stone interview, which if you get a chance, there's a wonderful interview that David did with Rolling Stone in August of 2020. And you were talking about when you were young, some of your influences were Jimi Hendrix and Cream.
Yeah.
And then, I was continuing to read the article. And, of course, then you toured with Eric Clapton, of course, and Jack Bruce, too, didn't you?
I did. I was going to say I worked with Jack Bruce, which was also like a big shock. I mean, my favorite bands in those days in the 60s when I was, you're still learning how to play the instrument and you're just inspired. My favorite bands were Cream, Jimi Hendrix Experience, Jeff Beck's band. And so those three guitar players were my main influences on the instrument. I just thought those are the three best guys. Everybody else is kind of like trying to copy them or, whatever. So I got a call one day from a concert promoter and saying he was now managing Jack Bruce, and Jack was wanting to put together a new band, and would I be interested? And I was like, yeah, I'd be very interested in that. You try and play it off like, I was like, well, how long is this project, and when are we going to start? And,
let me check my schedule.
Exactly, let me check my schedule, one of those. But that was amazing. I worked with Jack for a couple of years. It was great to play with him, and Jack was a very—he was a sweetheart, dynamic character. Like everyone, he had a couple of sides. It could be a challenging personality, but mostly for me, he was really great. He was very respectful of me and my talent, and it was amazing for me to actually be playing. We did a tour once after the band. Well, it was two bands. So it was a band called Jack Bruce and Friends, which had myself, Jack, Billy Cobham on drums, and a British guitar player named Clem Clemson, who was in the band Humble Pie.
Oh.
Yeah. So we did one album, we did one studio album and one tour of America and one tour of Europe, and then we broke up. Then everyone went and did other stuff for a little while. Then one day I get a call from Jack directly saying, I want to put together a trio again, this time with just three of us, just guitar, bass, and drums. And he goes, and I want you to play a lot of guitar in it, because he was going to play piano and sing some songs. And then I was going to play synthesizer and play bass with my left hand, It was amazing that we did it. So I worked with him for a while, and a lot of that stuff is on YouTube, the old video clips of that. And then, years go by, da-da-da-da-da. As Dave Chappelle says, something, something, something.
I love him.
Obama. No. And then one day, I was actually working with Seal. And I got a call from Eric Clapton's management in London, saying Eric was getting ready to do a tour with a small orchestra. basically like a big violin section, not a full orchestra, but he's getting ready to do that, and would I be interested in being a part of it? And I was really happy to get the call, but I couldn't accept it because I was in the middle of a project with Seal. I was his musical director. I think we were still in process on a record, or we're doing. I just couldn't just bail on him like that, you know. So I had to say no, sadly. And then some things went on, and then pretty shortly, not pretty shortly, but after that, the long project with Seal, whereby I couldn't do the thing with Eric, that disintegrated. So now I have no work in this kind of long period. And I'm calling around, I'm saying, hey, what's going on? That's what musicians do, is when you're out of work, you call up your friends
right.
and say, what's going on? What are you doing right now? And I did that. I called around, and then I called Eric's London management office, and I said, I don't know what you guys are up to this year when you're going out again, but I had a long project that fell apart, so if you're doing anything, I'd love to, you know, be a part. Give me a call. And his secretary took the message, very nice. He said, oh, I'll be sure to give it to him. About 3 days go by, 2-3 days go by. And I just so happened to be in the bedroom. And this is back in the answering machine days.
Right.
Like this was late 90s, 2001 something. And I happened to be in the bedroom. The phone rings. And the voice comes on. I didn't pick it up, because I'm not crazy about just picking up the phone for any old body, you know. So the phone rings, and the message thing kicks in, and it's Eric. It's Eric Clapton. And I recognize the voice, and I run over to the phone machine, and I pick up the receiver, and I'm so shocked. It's like I couldn't get any words out. You know, I used to stutter a little bit when I was a little kid, and I got over that. But every now and then, if I get really super excited about something, I just couldn't say. And if I was like, hi, he says, is this Dave? Is this David Sanks? Yeah, hi, Eric, it's me. And I'm just calling it, saying, you know, I got your message, and we're going out again. And the person who did it last year doesn't want to do it this year. So we'd love to have you if you want to come. So that's how I ended up doing that year-long tour with Eric. Yeah.
Wow. I just get goosebumbs because it's so beautiful how life can unfold, isn't it?
I mean, beautiful.
I mean, it can be. Well, we're going to stare at the beautiful part. But
it's mostly beautiful.
You're a young boy listening to, you know, your kind of musical heroes, and then, you know, not that many years later, really, you're on the road working with them.
It's shocking. I never take it for granted. I'll never get over it, honestly. I just feel so privileged and so blessed that that's how this life has unfolded.
So anyway, we're going to get back to Eyes Wide Open, but I just love a little story in time, Lori's story time. So if you just tuned in, I am speaking with David Sanctius. His new release is Eyes Wide Open, and this fifth song is called Flip It.
Yeah, Flip It.
Flip It. All right, so what are we going to be flipping here?
Well, the only interesting thing about this song is you were asking me before about the process and, you know, how the songs get created. Sometimes you sit down at an instrument and you start touching it, and then things just arrive. It's almost like you just turn on a faucet of water. Every time you touch the instrument, whether it's guitar or keyboard, and then here comes a flow of something, and you accept it or you reject it or whatever. This particular song, Flip It, I actually wrote it in my head in the car on the way to the supermarket. I did. It just came. It was a summer. I remember it was a summer day, and it was an idea. I said, what if you just had a song that just had these accents, and the accents descend, and first there's one accent, and then there's two, and then there's three, and then there's four, and they're all going down. And how about if it flips itself around, accents, then they're going to be ascending. It's going to be one accent, two accents, three accents, four accents. I don't know if I'm getting too quasi-musical on it, but it's just like a concept. And so in my mind's eye, I saw the chords I wanted to use. I saw the whole thing in my head. And then I got back home, put the groceries on the counter, went down in the studio, and I played it on piano, and it was like, yeah, that works. And then I put drums to it and everything. But harmonically, as an idea, the whole thing was written in my head on the way to the on the way to the market. It worked out well.
It definitely did. Thank you for, like I said, I am intrigued by the process of creativity.
The process is always different. It's not the thing about it, for me anyway, for most artists. The process is as fluid as the thing itself. You know, you're not stuck in a sort of symmetrical box of process. One day it can be that way, and then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday could be something else or some combination of both of them.
Well, I just, on a little tangent, I remember reading an article or interview or something with David Bowie, and he was talking about how he would just cut words out and then just kind of put words together, and, you know, as one of his processes of writing, you know, doing the lyrics. So.
Yeah, because you can arrive at something interesting by a process of randomization.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be quite good.
So anyway, here we go. This is David Sanctius from his Eyes Wide Open, Flip It. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. Wow, that was beautiful. You know, one of the things the whole piece was beautiful, but it's so cool because that at the end, you don't think that's going to be the end.
Yeah,
right? Because
exactly.
It's like, what, you know, it's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, that it ended. Yeah. I mean, was that on purpose?
Totally on purpose. Again, that was in the original idea of the in the car that it should end like that. Because the silence at the very end, after all that dynamism, the silence is like, wow, it's very, like, really gets your attention.
Definitely. Yeah. So did you want to mention about some of the artists that were playing with you on
Yeah,
that?
I do. A great drummer on this track, again, a musician I met through traveling and working with another musician. His name is Adriano Molinari. He's an amazing drummer, and I met him through working with a very popular Italian singer named Zucchero.
Oh, I've heard of Zucchero.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It means sugar in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been big since the 80s in Italy, and I've played on about three or four of his albums. I've done a bunch of tours with him.
Cool.
So, again, I was touring with him in Italy, and we had a break, and I went home, and I called Adriano up and said, I'm working on some music. Would you fly out and, you know, help me out? And he did, and... he's going to be on some more music on the next album. I'm going to start writing for the next project in the next sort of weeks coming up. And I already have some recorded takes of him on other songs, so he'll be on the next record as well for another maybe one or two songs. But he's an unbelievable drummer. You know, like yourself, he's not very tall, so physically stature,
right.
But he is a giant when he sits behind that drum kit. His sense of intuition, his skill set, his openness and his inventiveness as a player is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that people can, like, just meet in their life and then, you know, and sustain a relationship and have common interests and passions, and then you just be able to pick up the phone and say, are you available? And mm-hmm. they are, and you make magic together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just... fantastic.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, joining me here is David Sanctius, and we are listening and talking story about his brand new release, Eyes Wide Open, which it is available
on iTunes, on Amazon Music, The Orchard, which is a CD site, and yeah.
And then you do have a website?
I do have a website, davidsanctius.com.
And then you're...
And there's a new YouTube channel called The Real David Sanctius.
Right. Yeah. So be sure you put in The Real, because there's some phony ones out there.
There's a bunch of folks masquerading.
Masquerading. Okay, so here we have track number 6, The Treehouse. And I have to say, you probably are familiar with the Taylor Camp, people that lived in the treehouses here in the 70s. I don't know if you knew about Taylor
I know about
Camp.
That.
Yeah, I know about that. Anyway, I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
I know this isn't about that at all. But
no. This song is written... It's kind of like a love song to the house that we just left a year ago in Woodstock. And it was the nickname that my friends gave my studio, because we lived at the on top of a hill, one of the highest points in town. And the house was so elevated that you were literally in the area where the birds were, you know, and you were surrounded. We lived in a very, like, wooded area, so we were surrounded by all kinds of birds and things. So... originally, this album was going to be called The Treehouse, or The Treehouse Sessions, or something like that.
Mm.
And then as I started developing it, once I started developing the vocal pieces, because I think I started on the instrumental stuff first, but once I started developing the vocal songs, everything shifted a little bit. And then I could tell that I think Eyes Wide Open should be, you know, the first track in the title and so on. But yeah, this is really just like a little bit of a love song to the studio and the area, the space that was our home.
Right. So I did want to mention a little bit, because now you have 4 tracks with vocals and you have 4 instrumentals.
Right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that decision?
Yeah, I did that on purpose, because I tend to think sometimes if you don't sequence the album properly, if you don't put the right song before or after the other song, things get lost or they get glossed over. And I thought, frankly, that the vocal pieces were sort of too important and too sort of good to be maybe glossed over.
Commingling?
Commingling with those nasty instrumentals. Yeah. So I thought it would be wise, and you know, give people a chance to focus more on keeping all the instrumentals in one way and the vocals in any other way. So I like that. I'm glad that I made that decision. I think it plays down kind of nicely. If you listen to the whole thing if you can make the time, I know people listen to one song and go away or whatever, but if you can make the time to listen to the whole project from beginning to end in the order that it's done, it's a whole other experience. You know, it's very broad musically. There's a lot of styles of music that gets covered. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That last piece was definitely way more jazz yeah. fusion type
yes,
of song.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I agree. I think the way you laid this out is wonderful because I agree with you. It's like it's good to just you have all the lyrics. I mean, you know, with the songs with lyrics, which is kind of giving us an idea of what your message is, right? Or where your consciousness is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of so we're already like having all these ideas and visions running through our mind. And then we can just kind of relax into that and just go into these beautiful instrumentals. So I think I appreciate the way you laid
great.
That out.
Great.
So.
Thank you.
Okay. So now, this is the Treehouse. And if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with David Sanctius and we're listening to his brand new release, Eyes Wide Open. The Treehouse. Thank you. So I mentioned to David, I said, are those real birds or is that your synthesizer? And what was your answer?
It's a synthesizer, actually.
It's amazing.
Well, years ago, I mean, one of the many, many things you can do on a synthesizer, if you experiment with it long enough, is all these kind of pitches and things that you can do with modulation and physically moving wheels that you can definitely. I used to try and imitate the birds outside the studio, you know. And I don't think I would do it as much as I could. I'd have the windows open and I'd have the thing loud enough so they could hear it outside. And I think I'm imitating exactly what they're doing. And instead of answering back, there's like this big silence. It's like, wait a minute, that's not a bird, you know. They can tell. There's some notes, but that's no bird. Oh, God, bird must be huge, you know. So.
That's funny. Well, speaking of synthesizers, I'm just going to ask you, a few weeks ago I interviewed another local musician, Stuart Hollinger, and he has a brand new CD just put out. And Michael Ruff, who I don't know if you've met him or not, he's a singer, songwriter, musician. He plays keyboards and he plays the synthesizer, where there was like this little horn section in one of his songs. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, who's playing those horns? And he's like, it's a synthesizer.
Yeah. Yeah. it's shocking what you can do because of the quality. You know, the modern synthesizer is incredibly sophisticated, you know, and, they just get better and better every year in terms of the quality of the sound that they can make, and that's really it, just the overall quality of the sound and the libraries. Synthesizers have multiple sound libraries inside them. So you'll have like maybe 24 pianos, many, many options of brass instruments, string instruments.
Yeah, they even had like violins too.
Oh,
I'm like,
please,
who's playing
like
violin?
Crazy.
I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a tough instrument.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, oh my gosh, it's getting close to 2:30, so I need to let you know you're tuned to Kauai Community Radio. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and I've been delighted to spend some time. We're going to hear some more of these tracks, the last few tracks from David Sanctius' brand new Eyes Wide Open. And David and his wife, Corinne, are brand new. Well, not brand new. You've been living here for a whole year.
1 year. So we just had a 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary. And your 23 year anniversary of your marriage.
That's
I have to
right.
throw that out there because that's yeah. such a monumental record these days.
I still think it's 25, actually. But she's
25. Oh.
She's arguing with me on that point. But also
you have to go look at the look at your marriage certificate.
Yeah.
All right. So you are tuned to Kauai Community Radio. I do need to play a few little announcements, and then we're going to come back with the last few tracks from Eyes Wide Open. Actually, I need to pull up because I got new things on my schedule here, so I'm going to do that. But in the meantime, I'm going to have David. Why don't you talk a little bit about this next track we're going to play, which is December, while I do that.
Yeah, December was a song, I think that's about maybe, I wrote maybe about 3 years ago. Three, maybe 4 years ago, and not to put too fine a point on it, but it was written in December. It was cold, and I was in the studio, and I don't know, I'm looking around at, I was looking around at images I don't have to see anymore. They just got 2 feet of snow where we used to live, so, but back then I was just in the studio and looking around and just feeling that wintry kind of cold and the stark whiteness of all the snow and stuff, and I don't know, I just think that mood needed a kind of a title, and you know, December seemed to work.
Well, just speaking of snow, I was just talking to one of my dear friends who lived here for many years, and she lives in New York now, and she I called her, I was actually driving, and I said, you know, I may lose you because I'm about to go over the Kalihiwai Bridge, and she's like, oh, she goes, I'm so glad I had so many years on Kauai because you just say Kalihiwai and I could just be at the beach instead of like it's 16 degrees outside my house right
16
now.
16 degrees, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, here's a couple of announcements from Ninaho. They have a new program for teenagers entitled The Haven, a little message from Malama Kauai about their CSA and the FKWR scholarship. And then we'll be right back with David Sanctius and his song December.
The Haven at Denaina Ho, a new enrichment program for 12 to 18-year-olds where teens can try new things, discover who they are creatively, engage in projects, and get homework help in a safe, socially distanced environment. Open every week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. Registration is open now. To learn more about The Haven at Denaina Ho's daily programs, visit aninaho.org. That's aninaho.org.
Malama Kauai announces our new community-supported agriculture program. We are now accepting orders for bags of prepaid fresh farm produce, bread, and snacks delivered to various pickup sites around the island. You can visit malamakauai.store to place your order and choose your pickup site. We now accept SNAP benefits, too. Your CSA bag will support more than 25 small farms on Kauai and energize Kauai's future of sustainability. Remember, malamakauai.store. For CSA.
Friends of the Kauai Wildlife Refuges is now accepting applications for annual scholarships in honor of Daniel Moriarty, an environmental educator and conservationist who played a major role in developing Kilauea Point National Wildlife Refuge. Students studying botany, zoology, natural history, and related subjects are encouraged to apply and must have been a resident of Hawaii within the last 5 years, accepted or enrolled in a four-year college or university, and have a minimum GPA of 3.0. Applications are due April 30th and are available at fkwr.org or by calling 828-0384.
All right, yes, yeah, so some wonderful information there, opportunities here in our community. And right now we're going to hear December from David Sanctius' Eyes Wide Open.
Thank you.
Beautiful December. David Sanchez, and he's joining me here in the studio. His latest release, Eyes Wide Open. And so I said to David, I was like, that flamenco, is that a flamenco guitar? Or is this a synthesizer? Like, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it was going to be originally a real flamenco guitar. And I was testing out that sound to see if that type of guitar was going to work. I was then going to go get that type of guitar and physically play it. But it started sounding so good in the track as I was working on it. It was like, you're just going to redo this again. It didn't seem really, there's no point to it. So, yeah. But it's an incredibly realistic flamingo guitar sound.
Oh, it is. That's what I said. I said, oh my gosh, flamingo guitar. And he's like, it's a synthesizer. I'm like, ah!
My brother did the same thing. He listened to it. He was telling me, he was complimenting me on my guitar playing. It was better than I get. I said, actually, Eddie, that's a synthesizer.
Right.
And he was blown away.
Yeah, so if you just tuned in, David Sanchez is joining me. And this is his new release, Eyes Wide Open, which is available
on Apple Music, on Amazon Music, The Orchard. As a CD site, which you can find online.
And then you have some videos people can see?
Yes, right. I have there's now a site, a YouTube channel called The Real David Sanchez, and there are three videos up there of the three of the vocal songs. We're working on the fourth one, which is If. That'll be finished in maybe a week or 10 days or so. And yes, there's interviews and videos up there. There's going to be a lot more content being put up. We're just getting it started, really.
Right. So we're going to listen to the last track, which is War in Heaven. We hope not, but but we're going to take it even there if there is one. No, anyway. But yeah. So well, what was the inspiration for this song?
The inspiration was the phrase itself. Mm. It comes from when I was preteens. I got very interested in my own time on a study of religion, and I read a lot of stuff on my own time. A lot of scriptures of Christian literature, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim things, some Jewish concepts. So I was reading the Bible one day, and in the chapter of Revelations, which is the trippiest. Revelations is like an acid trip. You know, if you read it, it's like, wow, really, that happened, and then that happened, really, and wow.
And this is going to happen?
Yeah. And there was a phrase in there saying something happened, and there was war in heaven. And as I'm reading it, I go, well, how could there be a war in heaven? It seems like, you know, it's a heavenly place. What's war? How could it? You know, the whole idea just really arrested my attention. And then I started, then you read it, you know, when Satan gets kicked out of heaven and with his gang of boys behind him, and they're all falling through the cosmos, and, you know, all this dramatic stuff. And I thought, what would that musically could have been like, you know? And so but it was the phrase itself that inspired the song. Let me see if I could musically depict that in some way. And I got a sketch of the tune together, the one you hear now. And at the time, the great Vinnie Colaiuta, my dear friend and drummer with Sting, was living in Connecticut, which was not too far from where upstate New York, where we live. So we were both on a break from touring with Sting. I think we had about 2 weeks home or something. So I rang him up. He came by, and he stayed in the house. We stayed for 3 days, and we just recorded like crazy. And this is him on drums. He heard my sketch for the song right away, understood what it was, and sat down and just did the most amazing drum take of all. I actually fell off my stool. I was sitting at the recording console, and the drum station was kind of behind me, and they had to turn around and visually see him. And I'm listening to this on headphones, and it was so amazing that at the end of it, I nearly fell off my seat just because I couldn't believe how good it was.
And that was going to be on your CD.
Yeah, and I mean, but it's his drumming and his playing again that helped me realize it. And really, it's based on the idea for it sounding like that with the horn sounds. Again, they're not real saxophones. It's a device called a VL1, and there's alto and tenor sax sounds and drums and some spacey synthesizer. Spacey synthesizer kind of stuff. But it's inspired by a record that John Coltrane did many years ago. It's called Interstellar Space. And the whole record is just him and a drummer named Rashid Ali. and they're playing live. And it's, if I never ever heard it, it's one of the most intense things I've ever heard musically. It's not for casual listening. You can't put this music on and then like do the dishes or something. You have to, you know, and if you can get yourself in that world, it's just stunning. So I was always moved by that, and I thought one day I want to do something like that where it's just like saxophone and drums, you know, basically an instrumental. And again, Vinny just played so beautifully that he really made it happen.
All right, so here we go. War in Heaven. This is track 8 from David Sanctius, Eyes Wide Open. That is so cool because at the end, it's almost like you're in this Amazon jungle or something. Like, I mean,
yeah. that's the end of one of the battles in the war. But that's the sound of these Gayuto monks chanting away.
Oh, the throat guttural
that's
ones?
It, yes.
Oh, that's what. Okay. I have heard those, but it almost sounds like. It's like, you know, sounds in the Amazon forest. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, anyway. It's kind of what I got. So, oh, my gosh, this has just been so much fun, David.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so you can find out more about David and his music. It's davidsanctius.com. I'm going to spell it for you. Of course, David, we all know that. And his last name is Sanctious. And the CD we've been listening to is his latest. It's called Eyes Wide Open. It is available
at Apple Music, Amazon Music, at The Orchard.
Right. And then also, I highly recommend, if you've enjoyed this interview, which I certainly hope you have, we've certainly enjoyed doing it. There's a wonderful interview that David did with the Rolling Stone magazine in August of 2020. And not only do you get to, you know, read his beautiful responses to the questions that he was asked. There's also excellent videos of work that he's done throughout his career. And my favorite one, as I mentioned earlier, was the Peter Gabriel concert in Athens in 1987 with a beautiful Senegalese artist, Youssou N'Dour, and then his dancers and percussionists. And it's Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes. It's about a 10-minute video, but just you could just feel the love that you all shared in that concert. And I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. So,
yeah. No, it was a very special time. Very special.
And then now it's a very special time because it's the present.
Yep.
And now you've been living here for 1 year.
Yeah.
And super happy to have you and your beautiful wife. Kieran here on Kauai.
We're so happy to be here. Like I said, I'm very late in coming, but I'm here. I'm here for sure now.
All right. Well, you know, maybe one of these days you can get yourself a little band together here and play somewhere.
I'd like to. There's a few musicians that live on the island, actually. I know Carlos still has a house here. I think he's back and forth between.
Yes, he does. And my good friend Tony. Do you know, have you met Tony? He's like one of Carlos's best friends.
I don't know, but I know his wife, Cindy, also. Mm-hmm. We spoke about doing a musical project together some years ago, actually, and it didn't work out because of our work schedules. And, of course, I was in Santana back in the early 80s for a while.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I actually did that tour. The tour was Joan Baez, Santana, Bob Dylan.
Wow.
So Johnny would play first, and then Santana would play, and then Bob Dylan would close the show.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was there.
Yeah, that was fun. But, yes, I'd like to get in touch with those folks. There are a few musicians. Like you mentioned, Billy Kreutzmann.
Yeah, Billy lives here.
You know, once we can move around and do things together, you know, there is a plan to sort of do something with other musicians that we've worked with before and do something here on the island to people have some sort of concert and maybe help out with it should just be a free concert. If there's any commerce at all, it should help out what's going on food-wise here with people who need food and assistance like that.
Definitely. Well, that's another beautiful thing about Kauai. Really, no one is going to starve here because we have an excellent services with food banks and churches. I mean, you can get food here, which is a blessing because a lot of places right now, people are not getting food.
Yeah.
So, but yes, but there's always all those independent food banks, Kauai food banks, all the different churches with their food pantries. They, you know, they all do need support. So,
Yeah, well, it's needed, unfortunately, right now, but
So anyway, Eyes Wide Open, and you'll be hearing more of this from different programmers here at Kauai Community Radio. Thank you so much, David. It's been such a delight.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah. Thank you. I can't tell you how much this means to me. I really, really appreciate just sharing the music with everyone. Thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome. We're going to make sure it gets out more in the world because it needs to be.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much. And, okay, let's see. Oh, well, I know I wanted to wait and play another one of your songs. Actually, we're going to play another one of your songs, and then I'm going to play another one when you're car. So I want you to hear it from live on the radio. But let's see. Maybe we'll just do, for people who just tuned in, I'm going to start just play Eyes Wide Open again because that's what we started with.
Sure.
And then Well,
how about if?
Oh, if you, if no, now no, or if no, later. Later. Okay, later. Okay, later. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, anyway, thank you so much. Well,
thank
anyway,
you,
so
Tracy.
What are some of your hopes and aspirations for your new life here?
Well, you know, I've got a schedule. Like I said, we're working on. We plan to do four videos for the four vocal songs. We've done three. We're working on the fourth. That'll be done soon. I'm going to start a new album in the next, say, 2 weeks or so. Start writing and recording for that. I'm going to get even healthier than I am right now. I'm going to snorkel as much as I can. You know, have fun with my wife, ride bikes, spend as much time on the beach as the weather will allow us to. And just enjoy this, you know, my new home. It's a beautiful place.
It is. It is. Well, thank you so much. I know I'm delighted to have you both here.
Thank you.
So I look forward to seeing you again out and about.
Thank
and
you
back
so
here
much.
At the studio.
Anytime.
Sometime.
Anytime.
I love it. Okay, so here we go. This is the title track from David Sanchez, Eyes Wide Open. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Lindsay Boogie with Backwater Boogaloo.
Oh, wow.
All right, yeah, that's the title track from David Sanchez's brand new Eyes Wide Open. It was such a pleasure to have him here in the studio with me. I so enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed that too. And I'm going to leave with one more track from David's brand new release, Eyes Wide Open. And this is called If. And thanks so much for tuning in. Lindsay Boogie is in the house.
In the northern state of the Cape by a scorched building, 76,000
acres out there,
since
shrouded in the mist.
Last week,
people are risking their lives
making significant progress adding up those flames. By Thursday morning, the fire was
David's anxious there.